small van?
Yeah, you're talking about a truck closed in, yeah. Like a van, small van. But I thought maybe you were talking about the floors. And then the flowers being, we got a truck made it closed in, and then the flowers be up on top, too.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. What could you take to the airport instead of a cab, instead of a taxi? Okay, you didn't want to take your own car, you didn't want to take a taxi. They have special...
Cabs, they have special cabs, yeah.
If you didn't take a cab.
Really? Okay.
Limousine?
Oh, boy. I couldn't afford a limousine. But most of that will carry you to the airplane base. But they do that, and I mean, some people have them pick them up, but mostly do them at a hotel or motel to pick them up. People said the limousine, it's long. Big old long thing.
Okay. What kinds of public transportation do you have here?
Car.
Besides car, a lot of people riding these things, and you have to pay.
Bus and just so many things that we can ride in.
Okay. Do you know where the speedometer is on your car? This is the little thing that shows you how fast you're going. What would you call the part of the
meter?
Car?
Yeah. The thing that shows you how fast you're going to meter.
Do you have a name for that part on the car? You know, all those little dials and things?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a name for that entire piece that goes in front of the steering wheel?
That's the meter. And it tells you how much gas you're using and how many miles you're going.
Mm-hmm.
And if your oil is out. And if you need any fluid and your brake fluid or whatever it is.
Okay. What would you call, or can you describe the dashboard to me? Would you know what part that is?
Okay.
What's the little thing over on the right side of the car, the passenger seat that comes down? It's got a little latch. Keep things.
That's glove compartment.
Okay.
And some of them have little ashtrays you can pull out. They make them so different now. Cars are different. You know, made so different from. Other cars way back. But that's they have the ashtray you can pull out, and then it has that glove compartment where you can put anything you want up in there, shut it back and lock it up.
Okay, and if you have several maps, you might need something that's stretchy to keep them together.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that thing? You wrap it around, you know, say you roll a piece of paper up like this.
And clamps.
You put this thing, it stretches.
Rubber band.
Yeah, okay. And what do you call this little metal thing?
That's a clamp. We call those the clamps.
Okay. And where would you keep your spare tire in the car?
In the back, in the trunk of the car. And some cars now has it in the, made on the back of the wheel, you know, you can take it off. But most of some cars have them in the trunk of the car.
And to make the car go, you have to push something with your foot. What do you push?
Gas.
What do you call that little thing that you push? You put your foot down on the...
Gas and the brake.
Okay. Now, cars used to be without automatic transmission. What do you call the kind you have to do with all
that? Shift it.
Okay.
I don't like nothing like that. Shift it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, are there different kinds of shift cars?
There's still some. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. I tell you, some of these little Volkswagen, they have them in their motion.
That's right. Uh-huh. Okay, now if you're driving in a residential area or a housing complex sometimes, they have things in the street that are made out of cement, and they make you slow down.
Mm-hmm.
They're stretched out across the road, and they're about this high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe like that.
Mm-hmm. So they I'll tell you what they have. Some of them has a little red. Uh-oh. In the road, across the road. And then it has a meter somewhere here, and it can tell how many miles a car is making them speeding.